This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. Oh, man, I got a sweet tooth.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM. WQAM, we take you up until 2 o'clock here on the program, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. You guys can watch it on YouTube. 104.3 WQAM is the handle there. Go subscribe today on Twitch. It's Miami 104.3 WQAM. You guys can get in on the chat and interact with the show. You guys can also listen to us on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. And, of course, catch the Tobin and Leroy podcast all there with you. It's a football Friday here. We're getting ready for the NFL season. And NFL talk and football talk at WQAM is sponsored by Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL games all season long, kicking off with the juicy week one matchup between the Miami Dolphins and Indianapolis, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and check that on out. The Dolphins, they have announced that Darren Waller ain't looking so hot. Probably going to be out for this week. Get to the rest of our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's price like they've lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. You got Mike McDaniel there, Froggy. What did he have to say on the Darren Waller situation last hour? Here was the Dolphins head coach.
We're all curious about Waller. Why did he not practice yesterday, and is he out for Sunday's game?
Well, trying to prevent a setback, he had a setback. So before practice, and so what does that mean? It means he's being challenged, the most eager player to play has another challenge. So I know he's up for it, but we'll, I don't think he's going to play this week, which, wasn't planned, but you don't. One of the things that, the way I look at it is try not to, with your first player that comes out of retirement, try not to have a plan that you have no experience with. So, but we'll work through it, and there it is.
Was it setback with the hip injury? Hip strain.
When did that injury originally occur?
It was that before practice Wednesday.
Wednesday. Gotcha.
Yeah. So we had already planned not to practice him anyway. Something that we didn't know if it was what it was until we knew what it was. But we were planning for setback prevention, and he had a setback.
I feel like I just had a setback.
I'm like, what? What?
Man, goodness gracious.
I heard setback 37 times.
Minus yep. one for babbling.
For elongating what could have been a 30-second answer.
Yep.
So Darren Waller, it looks like he is out. Honestly, probably the bigger news from Dolphins practice today or from the media session is that starting right guard James Daniels injured his ankle Thursday.
That's crazy.
He is of course coming off a torn Achilles from last year. And you know, that's not great. That's not great if he can't go. Not great.
I mean, we never really even talked about him though.
I mean, what did you want to say about him? The big story is he was coming off a torn Achilles. He was one of their bigger acquisitions. That I know. He was going to be their starting guard. And I usually feel like with guards, no news is good news. And so now we got news, and that's not good news.
Right.
So,
Keon Smith. What's on a setback, though?
I don't know.
Because what if he re-injured the same?
It wasn't the same leg. They said it was his left ankle. His Achilles was in his right. So there's been no. I mean, he went all through training camp. I don't even think they slow rolled him.
Okay.
So yeah, no, this just seems like I don't know. Seems like this just popped up freakily in camp. Keon Smith is the Dolphins' backup guard. Awesome. He had a great preseason.
Wait, you don't even know.
I don't know. He didn't have a good preseason. I saw him get bowled over like 9 times during the preseason. What are you talking about? Remember when, wasn't he one of the dudes when Tua got sacked against the Jaguars backups?
In 3 seconds? He went, like, in the second and a half? Swallowed Tua up?
Yeah. The good news, Tyreek Hill and Devon Achane are on track to play, according to Mike McDaniel.
On track. Does that even mean anything now? Because
that's a yes for him.
You could just come back and say, they had a setback.
You could, but that's a yes for him and his wordy ways. So, yeah, that is Ashton Davis safety. He's expected to play. I don't know if he's going to start, but they'll at least have him, it appears. They'll have him available, and that is your Dolphins.
I'm curious to see how Minka's going to play. We haven't seen him on the field yet.
Yeah, I am too. I am too. I'm excited about it. Thinking about betting on Minka Fitzpatrick interception. I don't know. You know, I mean, call me crazy.
Middle of the field, I would say a corner would have more of a chance of catching a Daniel Jones pass.
Jack Jones?
And that would definitely be a pick six.
Jack Jones or Storm Duck?
Who's I would have a better idea based on who they're guarding.
I don't know yet.
Yeah, I know. I would go. Let's see. Who plays on the left side?
This guy. I swear.
Of the defense.
I think it's so specific. I just throw out a name.
I'm just trying to figure out the bet, baby.
Nolan Carroll.
He's not there anymore.
It's a good name, though.
Truly Nolan. Mm.
Kendall Fuller.
Right side cornerback is Storm Duck. Left is Jack Jones.
So that means on the offense's right would be Jack Jones. I would go with Jack Jones.
Jack Jones. We got to come up with a super parlay, dude. I'm just saying. Oh, right now.
Hey.
Come up with a little parlay action. That's all I'm saying.
Are we doing same game parlay or parlays across all of?
Oh, I'm doing same game parlay.
Okay, of course.
I'm sticking. Yeah, you go do what you want to do. If you want to go spread the wealth, I'm no one's judging you.
I mean, if I had, I like the Zach Sealer bet.
I did that one already.
But I would say this, that Dane Jones is a little fleet of foot. So Zach sometimes struggles there, chasing. I don't know.
Minka's plus 700 for a pick. Jack Jones is plus 850.
Jack Jones.
Who?
What about pick six?
They're all like plus 5,000 if you wanted to go with pick six.
Because you know Daniel Jones, when he throws picks, he don't just throw picks.
He throws doozies.
Oh.
If you wanted to go Jack Jones, pick six, or scoop and score, just okay. Jack Jones anytime touchdown, it's plus 5,000.
All right.
Hmm.
A little flyer on it. All right.
That one's in.
Yeah.
We're going to be rich.
I hope so.
Hey, I know who the Canes play this weekend based on a text I got from my buddy.
What's that?
Somebody.
I looked down at my phone. Is the band going? I'm like, they're playing Bethune this week? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they got Bethune.
I said, ask FIU. Did the band go to FIU?
It's kind of like we were so excited about the Canes start and what a great game that was. Is there anything you just want to see? Because, like, you know, obviously.
The Canes?
Yeah. Like, is there.
I just want to see them continue to, like, be that physical force up front on both sides of the ball, right? That is the portion of it that will carry you into those situations at the end of the year, right? If you're good up front, being able to run the ball physically, being able to stop the run and being able to get after the quarterback. There are some other guys who have been awesome, but the core of it is that. And so as each game goes on, hopefully they'll get stronger, get a better feel for when guys need to come out, when to rotate, and stuff like that.
Can't even bet on this game on the Hard Rock app?
No, why?
Oh, see if they can cover. FIU's playing Penn State this week.
Oh. New era.
They are 42.5 point underdogs. You think they
cover?
You
know what they're going to get?
I do think they cover, actually.
You think they cover?
I do.
You know what they're going to get?
Check.
Yeah.
Do they get a check? Are they? I don't know what the rules are. Like, what point do you not get a check? Like, what conference doesn't get a check?
Everybody gets a check, but a lot of these games that you see with the smaller schools going to play the bigger schools, kind of like a preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
They might get paid $1 million, and that saves their whole athletic department. Maybe $500,000 to $1 million.
I don't think FIU's on the same level as Bethune, though. Like they're in a real conference at least.
Oh, you think Bethune is even?
Bethune's, are they even Division One or whatever the hell they call it these days?
Was it Black? I don't know.
Anyway, do you think FIU covers the 42.5?
Yeah. Only time they won't in these situations is your starters may play the first half, first quarter or two, and then they put the other guys in, and then you got second teams playing. But I tell people all the time, the starters will take more of a break on you than the second team will. When them second team and them backups go in, they want the ball.
Well, that's what I'm looking at with the Canes. I guess you want to see a little bit from the tight ends, too. We didn't really see much of the tight ends action, especially Lofton in that last game. So,
I mean, just because you don't see something of somebody, I would say it really wasn't needed. There were other guys getting open, right? He was never stressed where he had to kind of dump it off that quick or, you know, he always had time to go downfield and Beck. So, that's just circumstances, right? It doesn't mean that he ain't running good routes. It doesn't mean he ain't good. But when you got receivers making catches the way they are and you have one guy just dominating, you keep feeding the beast.
Miami Football Reports and WQAM, sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public School Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. Back after the.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We got ourselves a
see what you did
Friday
with your little degenerate.
Don't blame me. He's a grown man. If he wants to
Why are you worried about whether you should bet $5 on Julian Hill? He's taking big old porn hacks at it.
I just want to know, Marcos, what was the odds before you added FIU plus the points?
wait. No, wow. We have to read it because this is how it went.
It's a good part.
Guys, please stop me. I just cooked up a 9-leg plus 20,000 same game parlay for the Fins.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, Jennifer says, don't be greedy. I added FIU. Now it's plus 36,000.
This is okay. So I see. Yeah. So this is his spread. Do you want to read it?
Yeah. Oh, no. This is good. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Look, I mean, this is, if you know football, these are all easy layups.
You just threw away $10.
Oh, this is good. This is good.
You just threw away $10.
All right. Look, let's start with the easy ones, right? These are ones you agree with. Zach Sealer over on the 0.5 sacks, right?
Yep. Okay.
Dolphins covering the spread. Spread it, you know, it's a plus one. They got plus one or something like that.
Just got to win the game, just pretty much. The game,
essentially. Those are two things we can already agree on. Look at that. Two out of ten right there. 20% of it you can already say you agree with.
Okay.
Daniel Jones to throw an interception. He's probably going to throw an interception. Let's be honest.
Okay. I the Dolphins one so far is reasonable.
Okay. Now this is going to be interesting. Are we going to have success from both receivers? I have the over for Jalen Waddle at 58.5 and the over for Tyreek Hill at 70.5. Is that crazy for them to have about 120 yards?
Crazy. I mean, like, look, they gave up a lot of yards last year, the Colts. I mean, it's not crazy.
It's not crazy to have
them. It's not like you have to need them both to go over the century mark or something.
Well, with that being said, if they're both going to have good games, chances are Tua was probably going to hit the over on yards, though, right?
Okay. I mean, fair enough. You know. That's what's his over under?
245.5.
That's not nothing. That's kind of a big game. I mean, that's not nothing, dude.
That is a lot.
It's not nothing.
But hey, first game, you know, you want to sling that thing. And the rushing game is not going to be working because we're missing our boy James Daniels, right?
Yeah, that's a bummer. I don't think that's going to be going well. And by the way, I just got a tweet from Barry Jackson. Says James Daniels not spotted during the viewing period of practice. So,
all right. So therefore, chance that we could rely heavily on the pass.
Yep.
And as of right now, before you know it, I've already tricked you and convinced you into logic, because there's only 2 to 3 more legs left that add a little bit of shakiness to this parlay.
Okay.
We already have Zach Sealer for a sack. I also put Jalen Phillips for 1 sack.
Okay, so you have the Dolphins defense dominating on top of the offense dominating. So you have Zach Sealer getting a sack. And Jalen Phillips getting a sack.
See, but no, but this is because the Colts are going to be behind late. You know, you pin the ears back. I don't know if you ever heard that before. You got to
I know what pin the ears back is. Yes, I know what that is.
Football term. You got to pin the ears back. And he's going to get a sack real late into the game. And then, boom, that one's done. And then, obviously, look, we're weak. Our offensive line is weak.
Leroy's internet has pinned the ears back and said no show today. But he's always on the best facial expression. I wish you guys were watching on YouTube and Twitch, because it does take us all a second to realize he's not just checked out, because sometimes he'll check out.
Yeah.
He's not just checked out. He's just frozen.
Just frozen.
He's just frozen.
But in the best way possible. That's probably best, honestly. This is probably best.
Okay, so you have, let me just recap. You have Tyreek Hill over 70.5, Jalen Waddle over 70.5, Tua over 245.5, Daniel Jones to throw a pick,
yep,
the Dolphins to cover the spread, Zach Sealer sack, Jalen Phillips sack. What are your other two legs?
Now, obviously, offensive line struggles on our end is probably going to lead to at least 1 sack. And if someone's going to get it, it's probably going to be the best player on their team, DeForest Buckner.
Okay, it's probably going to be DeForest Buckner. So DeForest Buckner is also getting a sack?
Yeah, I need 1 sack from him if possible. Okay. So, you know,
a sack from him as well.
If a sack happens to our team and I'm cheering, just know it's because of gambling.
And what's the final leg?
At FIU. It's a new era, baby. 42.
I think you missed one from Tua.
When I had, oh, that one's easy. That's why I didn't even, oh, come on. Mobile, dude. This guy, look, he's got it. 1.5 rushing yards. Easy.
So you have him getting 1.5 rushing yards, but also getting sacked.
Yes, because he's going to get sacked, and he's like, I don't want that to happen again. I can't listen to all you losers. I got to go win this game. Leroy says it all the time. When it comes down to the moment, he's going to make a split decision, and it's going to be to get that 1.5 yards. And he's going to win me $30,000.
Oh, my God. All right. Yeah. And then on top of that?
Yep. Because 20 plus 20,000 wasn't enough.
It's not enough. Winning $2,100 is not enough.
Nope. But if I'm able to pull this off, because 10 is just a round number. So, you know, you had to get the other one in there. FIU, it's a new era. I don't know if you know that. It's a new era at FIU.
It is?
Yeah, we're no longer sharing equipment. We had like Pitbull Night last year. Solana's raving about the team. Therefore, it's a new era.
Beat Bethune!
Well, it was, but convincingly, though, convincingly. Right now, we're undefeated. We just got 2 undefeated teams going against each other, and we're just going to let the football do the talking, huh?
Bethune is going to leave South Florida with a couple of $1 million and some beat up kids, and they're going to be happy.
Yeah, they can funnel it all into their band. But 42-9 last week, that's a new era.
I mean,
42. Dude, Penn State might score 42 points by halftime.
Penn State won last week over Nevada 46-11. So that wouldn't have covered. I don't know what the spread was going into that game.
Hey. And Nevada's better than Bethune-Cookman.
Yeah, but
They are better than Bethune-Cookman. Are they better than FIU is the question.
That's the question. That is the question.
Let's see. What was Nevada last year? They were 3-10 last year.
See, but
maybe
it's a new era. It's a new era.
Yeah, but you think FIU could beat Nevada?
They were 3-10 last year, and they play about. I think they could. I think they could beat Nevada.
What was FIU last year?
I don't know. I got to find out.
Before you go ahead on and make it.
But it's a 3-10 team, and they were able to cover what this spread would have been.
But guys, we got Willie Simmons now.
You don't know who that is.
I have no clue who that is. But people talk about him.
All right. Panthers last year. Last year.
Also, oh, man, the concession. We got Mac and Cheese with the concession.
They were 4-8 last year.
Okay. One more win.
Yeah.
You're still, Listen.
Balling.
High scoring, though, in those wins.
Come on.
Let me just explain something to you.
Put up 52 against the Chippewas.
52.
Let me explain something to you.
Which, by the way, you guys had to cheat against.
Look at that.
Listen to me. You think FIU has ever seen anything like that offensive line that Penn State and that defensive line that Penn State has?
Didn't they open against Alabama a couple years ago?
Yeah, I remember that. But it's a new era, though, so don't even worry about that. Whatever happened there was just like, you know.
Dude, the only way they cover is if they put the scout team in at the end of the game to run FIU's plays against them.
Let's see.
Look, since 2009, Alabama, 40-14, we would have covered.
Since they beat the Hurricanes in 2019, they have topped out at 4 wins.
Yeah. And yet, you bet them to cover.
I mean, 42, though?
But if a 3-win team was able to cover last week, theoretically, I don't know what the spread was for Nevada versus Penn State. I'd have to find out.
I would say it's in the around 30.
Well, listen, our boy Willie Simmons, 67-24.
Okay, last week they were a 43.5-point favorite over Nevada.
Vegas is saying that FIU is better than.
And they didn't cover last week.
Hey, look at that.
Right.
Look at that. And we got some film on them. Huh? We got some film on them.
ATS.
You don't have film on them. Like, that doesn't mean anything. You can't just say we have film on them.
You know what they say? They call him Willie the Watcher. He is watching that film right now.
Willie the Watcher?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That sounds creepy in so many different ways.
That's probably not.
Hey, who's outside? Ah, it's Willie the Watcher.
So Willie the Watcher.
We'll take a break. When we come back, the mixed bag gets musical.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
You used to call me on my. You used to. Yeah.
Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM WQAM. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
How are you?
Jennifer.
Doing good, and you guys?
How's your head? Because yesterday, I mean, you should have been in concussion protocol.
Why?
Why? What happened?
Why?
Right? The light?
You banged your head against the light like it was like it was whack-a-mole. What are you talking about? Yesterday, Marcos, she was sitting here. She was playing photog and taking pictures of me and Leroy. She banged her head up against this giant fixture and somehow wasn't seeing Tweety Birds, probably because they were terrified of her. But like, it was crazy.
Wow. Yeah. That, you know why she didn't remember it? Because she clearly has a concussion.
Yeah, you have a concussion. I think that's a great point. Point for Frogboy. No, that's 100% what happened. Like,
and we had to do two photo shoots.
Two? Yesterday?
No. The one we did before.
Yeah. Okay, that wasn't my fault. You need to stop blaming me for this.
I didn't blame. Wait.
I'm dramatic that you were the one who got injured.
Yeah.
I merely stated a fact.
I did that for the team, okay? And it did hurt, but I pulled through.
You need to take jujitsu.
Roland would not have helped her there.
It couldn't hurt.
No, if I would have rolled, I think I would have gotten hurt more.
Yeah.
It is that time to get to Margos's mixed bag. All right, what do you got for us today, Froggy, in the mixed bag as we get ready for Dolphins and Colts?
Tobin?
Hmm?
Lower the music.
I don't have the...
Lower the music.
All right, fine. Wow.
You know, this Kendrick Lamar.
What?
He is... seeping into the brains of people all across America.
Okay.
And if you're not picking up his super-coded lyricism, you may instead be affected by his attitude. I say all that to say we got beef, boys.
What?
We got some beef going on.
What do you mean?
These Indianapolis Colts have sent... warning shots. Now, if you guys are vaguely familiar with this, there is a Colts super fan who was voted NFL Fan of the Year a few years ago.
Okay.
Who makes music. He does beautiful renditions each week in which he supports his Colts team and calls out the opposing team.
Right. I think I've seen this. I've seen him like on McAfee or things like that. I think maybe we play one of his songs.
Correct. Just to give you guys an idea of what we're working with here, this is a musical genius we got on our hands, all right? This isn't just some normal guy who picked up Fruity Loops. And he is sending shots to our Miami Dolphins. And I, for one, am not going to take it.
This is our Colts. This is our team, we bleed blue. This is our Colts, whether win or lose, we love them. For the shoe, beat the Dolphins, they're useless on dry land. This is our team, go Colts!
Yay!
What?
Is this
what did
cousin?
He say about us?
Is this your cousin?
No. What did he say about us? He
said, this sounds like you.
We're useless on dry land.
How dare he?
How dare he indeed is what I thought.
Your Colt can swim?
You know, I was just like, look, I have an opportunity now. I have two things that I can do. I can sit idly like some chump and allow him to rip my team, or I can do with my light-skinned wonder taught me to do, and that's fire back, baby. I decided to get in the lab, and I'm not going to let this guy go without letting him know who I am. So I present to you guys the response to the diss track heard across the world. I'm going to remind you of what his sounds like, and I'm going to show you mine immediately after.
This is our Colts, this is our team, we bleed blue. This is our Colts, whether win or lose, we love them. For the shoe, beat the Dolphins, they're they're useless on dry land. This is our team. Go Colts!
Yay! Here we go, baby.
No way.
Action is
no
picked
way.
Up.
I see a diss track.
Come on now.
And I raise you a diss track.
This is Fall Boy exclusive.
Hey. Yeah. Hey, come on now. You know the vibes. Hey, let's go.
What would Socrates say to that?
Hey, forget the team, forget the city. I just took a look into the future and the score isn't pretty. Man, we might just put on 50. Hey, no, man, I'd rather do the waddle than the gritty. Man, they really must be silly. Tobin already told me there's nothing good in Indy. Don't the city serve. Ain't windy, the city ain't pretty. It ain't the Big Apple, dog, it ain't even Philly. I attack with a rap that'll smack half the team.
Oh, yeah?
Pat McAfee. I'm gonna leave my info at the bottom. Get back to me. Rip to the Colts. This a rap related casualty. And I ain't have to do it to him. Same way, Mika ain't have to try. They just do it to him. I'ma introduce to it to him. Meanwhile, I got Zach Sealer over here chewing through him.
That's my favorite line.
Rip to the Colts. 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 Rip to the, rip to the, rip to the Colts. Hey.
Rip to the Colts!
Wow!
I thought you were going to say ribbit to the Colts.
Ribbit. Ribbit to the Colts.
That's good. I think that's basically what you did to him is you Kendrick Lamar'd him.
Well, I wouldn't know if that's it. No, I wouldn't know. Like,
he is Drake to your Kendrick Lamar. I mean, that's really...
Sound mind.
Wow.
Didn't mean to.
No, I mean, that's exactly what happened. No. You are.
He would have maybe gotten away with it, the Colts guy, if he could actually sing.
Well, you know.
That was really bad.
I think he's doing his best.
It was a worthy opponent.
This is it. Then you can't just. Look, you can't just be coming out. Like, yeah.
And you can't just be saying things like we're useless on dry land.
I mean, yeah.
You're gonna get you're.
Did
you're
they
gonna
only
get
win
that.
Four games last year?
The Colts?
Yeah.
Dude, what is this? What is your trivia for today? Hey, let's talk about everybody's record from last year. You did the same thing with the Patriots.
And what side on the cornerback?
I was just saying, like we singing songs about teams that were hot garbage.
I mean, it's a bit.
And Kendrick and Lea Menace.
They won 8 games last year. Same as the Dolphins.
Oh.
Okay.
Well.
Okay.
Oh, really?
That's right. Yeah, remember the last 2 weeks, everybody was in the division? Everybody had a chance to win that division?
Yep, I do remember that.
Yeah.
Indianapolis does suck, though. It's a terrible city. Let's not mince words. I mean, it's really bad.
That's what
I've really played bad. Indy before, and that's where you do the combine.
Ah.
Yeah. Well, they may want to run the 40 to a better city because their city sucks.
That's horrible.
Place is a dump.
Man, they can,
I'm just drop it on Spotify, YouTube.
Oh yeah, this is coming out today. I already made a video version of it.
Wow.
I put the city of Indianapolis on blast, dude. And you know what? Pat McAfee had to take a shot too.
Had to. Yeah, I mean he's basically just cause, you know,
yeah.
Him yeah. and enough of him and Halliburton.
Oh, had enough of that.
Sick of him, dude. By the way, you see we got a Mrs. Street close now?
Were they?
Yeah, Caitlin Clark, done for the season.
Wow. Oh, I just...
yeah, she's Mrs. 4-6. Or Ms.
She only played like five games this year.
Saying, dude, she's street close.
That groin, is she going to need surgery?
I mean, she doesn't have to do anything. You just send her a pile of cash.
No.
Do another Gatorade commercial. She don't need that league.
Yeah, that's right. She recently released her logo to Nike, too.
That's her lowest paying job.
Yeah, so, it is. That much, yeah, that much is accurate.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to make it back. Where are you going? My actual paying job? Commercials?
Man. I saw she was yelling at someone recently, like from half court, something about it wasn't a foul. Not to know she's not playing. Like, what are you doing? You can't argue street clothes.
She is. She's WNBA AD.
Yikes.
Yep.
What's up with their season? They're not in the playoffs yet? I was like, oh, they're still going on, huh?
I don't know. Ooh. I see.
The WNBA, they only been playing for like a couple of months. They don't play that long.
They've been playing. Yeah. I mean, they play, what, they play like 40 games?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Twice a week, 20 weeks. That's what, 4.5 months?
Oh, the first round is September 14th, so it's right around the corner. I was wondering. I was like, they're still not in the playoffs yet?
They end up right when basketball starts. So,
perfect.
And then Asia flies to Miami to be with Bam.
Mm. Those lovebirds.
Adorbs. Two scoops of adorable, those two.
Man, their team was terrible early on. They turned it on.
Yeah, I mean, she's putting up crazy numbers.
Yeah, crazy numbers.
Well, Art Frog Savvy, well done. Yeah. I like the addition to the frog in the beginning, by the way. Are you officially changing your name to Frog Boy as a rapper?
I think it's going to be Art Frog Savvy.
I love it. Well, you know, listen, plenty of rappers have multiple personalities, you know?
Yeah.
What do they call Kendrick Lamar? They call him K-Dot, don't they?
I don't know what they call that guy.
Kind of like that, you know? They got stupid ones like Drake who calls himself Rizzy.
That's good.
Or like
Shape and Poppy. You know, they got stupid names. But, I mean, some rappers, they got good ones.
Yeah. Oh, Kung Fu Kenny. He probably doesn't even know Kung Fu.
Take a break. Final hour coming up. Speaking of babies, it's Mike Florio. He was on Joe Rose today, and he was being a real weasel about the Dolphins. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.